Paper 184, Before the Sanhedrin Court. Representatives of Annas had secretly instructed the captain of the Roman soldiers to bring Jesus immediately to the palace of Annas after he had been arrested. The former high priest desired to maintain his prestige as the chief ecclesiastical authority of the Jews. He also had another purpose in detaining Jesus at his house for several hours, and that was to allow time for legally calling together the court of the Sanhedrin. It was not lawful to convene the Sanhedrin court before the time of the offering of the morning sacrifice in the temple, and this sacrifice was offered about 3 o'clock in the morning. Annas knew that a court of Sanhedrists was in waiting at the palace of his son-in-law Caiaphas. Some 30 members of the Sanhedrin had gathered at the home of the high priest by midnight so that they would be ready to sit in judgment on Jesus when he might be brought before them. Only those members were assembled who were strongly and openly opposed to Jesus and his teaching, since it required only 23 to constitute a trial court. Jesus spent about 3 hours at the palace of Annas on Mount Olivet, not far from the Garden of Gethsemane, where they arrested him. John Zebedee was free and safe in the palace of Annas, not only because of the word of the Roman captain, but also because he and his brother James were well known to the older servants, having many times been guests at the palace as the former high priest was a distant relative of their mother Salome.